USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. The agency saying the policy begins in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving two people dead and seven injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making the arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
$4 a gallon gas is being seen all across the nation, and the pain is expected to get worse. The latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma. The statewide average there is $4.03 a gallon. Meanwhile, in Florida, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says his constituents are feeling it in their pocketbooks.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. So you're cutting it somewhere else. It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly at people's budget at a time when everything else is up, right? So it's not just gas prices. It's food prices. It's shortages of things. You just talked about baby formula. So it's a combination of factors, and it's really a parade of horribles, all, in fact, due in many ways to the Biden administration's decisions. They have waged war against fossil fuels.
An Alabama inmate back in custody after more than a week on the run is being ordered to provide a DNA sample. The district attorney in Lauderdale County says it's in relation to Casey White's escape. He fled with corrections officer Vicky White, and they made it all the way to Indiana before being caught. She killed herself after their chase ended in a wreck. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.